This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, just some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. The weather's still nice, and that means you can still enjoy outdoor activities. Aaron Cohen is the Director of Programming Operations, and he's planning to head to Westchester County's largest park to hike the Ward Pound Ridge Reservation. I never realized Aaron liked to hike.
I do like to hike, although I don't know so much about it, which is one of the reasons I always like to go with people who do know quite a bit more. They know the lay of the land. And so I found this incredible place, this incredible group, Wild Earth Adventures, run by this guy Charlie, who's been doing it for decades. It's terrific because for someone like me who doesn't have a car, they set it all up. It's all organized. You just look at the list of where they're going, sign up in advance, and then it's all planned.
For something still in the city, yet a place that doesn't feel like it, head up to the Cloisters in Upper Manhattan. That's where Enterprise editor Karen Frillman is excited to check out an audio art installation. Janet Cardiff's The 40-Part Motet is set to the nearly 500-year-old music of composer Talis.
She's broken it into 40 different speakers, and so, as she describes it, it's a sculptural construction of this a cappella choral piece.
It must be amazing to hear this in the Cloisters.
That's why I want to hear it, because Talis came out of the church. He was a composer who wrote sacred music, and I think it's going to be transcendent.
Speaking of transcendent,
there's no place like this.
There's a certain film that will be soon celebrating its 75th birthday, and for the past 10 years, it's been painstakingly restored and changed to be presented in 3D on the big screen. I've been meaning to catch the Warner Brothers limited release of The Wizard of Oz at an IMAX theater all week. So my pick includes a screening of this classic, but it's only showing for a very limited run, and the last chance to see it is this weekend. This movie has fascinated me ever since I can remember, and I can't wait to see the witch, the monkeys, and everything else more lifelike than ever before. Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our staff picks. You can also comment or suggest your own weekend activity. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.